Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This week's topic on the Carousel of Consciousness is self-sabotage and how we use that to hold ourselves back. On this show, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at theclearingstatement.com. Hello, Lori.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
That's a meh, actually. I just got my Facebook off of being German, which how the hell it got set to that, I don't know. Anyway, how are you?
That's awesome. Well, you're becoming multilingual.
It's funny that I recognize it was German, too.
That's funny. Yeah, that's pretty good connection to pop into German. Well, how's it get better? So, how was your week?
Good. I got a new job yesterday.
Yay.
How was yours?
It was good. Colorado geared up for a big snowstorm, and most of the snow hit the mountains. And so it was just a really lovely in-the-house, cozy weekend and watching a beautiful wet spring snow shower. And so it was mainly it going to rain and then snow. So it was really fun. Really fun.
Cool.
So I love our topic today about self-sabotage and or how the mind works against you. That was great.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell them how it came up? Or
sure.
Sure.
This is your idea.
Well, one thing I've been playing with more as life, you get it when you get it. I've known that there's been frequencies, and I know there's frequencies about the words, but it just hit me at a new level. When we get into words and we use them, and our word is God, the frequencies do go out into the universe, into the quantum entanglement. And I've heard that a million times, but it hit me at a new level. So I'm going to start with a couple clearings of frequencies right off the bat. And these are things that are unconscious. We aren't even, it's not in our cognitive mind. But these are the pieces and places that we can be stopping ourselves and sabotaging ourselves. And one of the frequencies that came into my awareness is destitute. So the frequency and the energy of being destitute, everything that is, would you be willing to destroy it and create it?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pottle, man, shorts, boys, and dads. It's not like something that's always, oh, yeah, oh, look at my life when we're looking directly at our lives. Well, I'm not destitute. I have a home, I have everything, but it's not about what's physically in front of you. It's an unconscious energy that can be playing its thread. Or just as in the symphony of possibilities, it takes all energies, but we want them all to be playing harmonically together, not in disharmony. So anywhere where the frequencies of destitute are a little out of key, let's destroy and uncreate that. Again, good, bad,
yes.
Half pot online shorts, boys and beyonds. And when this topic came up for me, it popped in this morning. I've been really paying attention to my dreams, and when a scenario shows up in my dream, I've been using a clearing to get rid of the unconscious pattern. So I'm really pleased with my own consciousness bringing up stuff. And then before, lots of my life I have used Jungian dream tools, which I have honored by writing them down. But now in the dream, I get the energy in the dream, and I'm destroying and uncreating. Earlier this week, I had one where in this dream, I was completely disoriented. I couldn't find my car. The car was sitting right there, but I was lost and confused, and it was really frightening because I couldn't find anything. I was late. I wasn't following through on all my commitments. So any of that energy, that has ever been in your life where you're just a little off, you have no awareness, you're lost, you're confused, you can't find anything, you're late. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yes.
Everywhere you bought into that, good, bad, right, wrong, talk, paddle, my interest, boys and beyond, and like everything that is and everything you've made valid, vital, and real and inevitable, that, would you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, talk, paddle, my interest, boys and beyond. And it's this, oh, it's been this so much fun of play. It's like, oh, all those things. And then I have seen them play out in my physical, this world's life. And I was like, oh, that is smoking cool. I'm totally willing to change that. That's not working in my life. That makes my life confusing. And I'm ready to change that. So that was exciting. Then this morning I had a dream. And one piece of it, I was hanging with an old friend in at a restaurant area that they were actually using the tools of access consciousness in their service, and it was kind of a resort up in the mountains. I was like, that's cool. Then it stepped into another arena where a friend and I were walking down the trail to get home, and this particular friend is a very down-to-earth, gets things done, is an IT person, has been an accountant, salt of the earth, you can always depend on her to get the project done. So that piece of myself and I were walking down this trail, and one of us said, okay, we're almost there. And just then there was a little lip to jump off. She jumped off this lip and fell down, and I looked down, and she broke up. Like her body, like one piece was here and there and that and this. And the symbolism for me, can be taken a lot of different ways, was it was just right as I was about to get home, right when I was about to finish my task. Everything was moving along really in high gear. The whole thing broke up, shattered, and a key piece to me finishing my project broke up. So everywhere, you're almost home, everything and everywhere you've made it vital, valuable, and real that you're almost home, got the project done, everything completed, and it shatters. Would you destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, talk, paddle, mind, shorts, boys, and beyond. And everywhere where you bought into the self-sabotage that it can't just be easy and be completed and that things fall to pieces, the fault pieces, would you destroy and create that energy, frequency, resonance of disharmony? Everything that is times a gazillion, destroy and uncreate it. Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. It's just like when a class is about to begin, or you've put together a bars class, and you're right at that edge, and you've done everything. You've talked to people. You've been pulling the energy. You've put it on Facebook, and then it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen. And that's the place to never give up, never stop, and to stand in your presence and be like, nope, I'm choosing something greater here. So when that piece is about to fall apart and you feel it's going to fall apart, would you be willing to choose a greater possibility just by saying, okay, I'm choosing something greater here? And all the anti-consciousness, unconsciousness, all these subconscious dreams, all the energy that you bought into that won't allow it to come, all of life to come with you, ease, joy, and glory, and for the journey to be a beautiful, easy, graceful trail, would you destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, all mind, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
What keeps coming up for me is the monkey mind of self-sabotage and overthinking things.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And then the cycle, it just starts spinning you around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let me finish one thing. And then all those pieces.
Okay.
Everywhere you bought in, because, thanks, I need a little break there, that piece of, oh, it's going to fall apart, or the other foot's going to fall or you just can't win for losing, all of those energies that were actually someone else's, and all that confusion and getting lost was actually an awareness of someone else's whole story that your body and being were aware of, and then you locked it into your own existence, into your own body. So would you be willing to unlock everything that's not yours in every time, space, dimension, everywhere that we just walked by and we're the psychic SpongeBob and bought it as an awareness, or didn't realize it was awareness, and bought it as ours? Would you return that to sender with consciousness? Yeah, there we go. Feel this. For me, there's this huge, it does really create a lightness for my body. Everywhere I bought into it and then tried to live it, create my life from it, and then wonder why the fuck nothing's working, that, return it all to sender with consciousness, and everywhere I bought it was mine, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it. Times a godzillion. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. So what else is possible? And then, as you were just saying, the self-sabotage of the mind then trying to work this out. So what is up with that? What else? What's a new possibility with that for us? What can we explore today in this call and this energy of possibilities that creates something easier for you?
Okay.
And anything that won't allow you to perceive, receive, know, do, and be the energy of ease with almost home, with finishing, with the completion. Yeah. You know, while that was strong, take good, bad, right, wrong, pot on the insurance boys again. So, like you said, tell me a little more what you're referring to with the monkey mind.
Well, we talked about this a couple days ago, but basically, I just go on these infinite loops when it comes to like men and dating, just like it'll never work out or everything's going to go wrong, and that kind of
stuff. Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for being with.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say thank you for being vulnerable enough to bring that up. So go ahead.
Yeah. That comes up around like career stuff too. Like when I start thinking about my movie making career, or even like I have a publishing deal right now, and there's a part of me that thinks that could still collapse. And the lady's like, "No, I want to publish you," and there's still a part of me going, this will never work out. This will never work out. This is your dream coming true. Blech.
All right. So would you like to replay with that? That whole...
Yeah.
How about if it's a frequency? What if it's a frequency that has been perpetrated upon you? Well, first of all, so light or heavy, is that actually your belief? Is that actually your point of view?
No.
Cool. So is it just something that you bought into?
Oh, it's totally not mine. I know whose it is too, but we'll return that shit that's under with 10,000 full consciousness attached.
Cool. There you
go. I'm going to unpack all nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
So everywhere you've bastardized, and bastardized means warped or created it and worked it out of what it truly is. So everywhere you've bastardized is like, my dreams can't come true. I can't have it. Or to a simply, oh, cool, my dreams come in true and I can have it. Would you destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. Yeah, all the twisted stupidities, and stupidities means the being unaware. So all the twisted stupidities or unawarenesses we've had about how easy and how magical our dreams and our lives and our bodies and our beings and our financial flows can be, would we destroy and create anything that won't allow that to be? Would we destroy and create all the stupid, twisted bastardizations that we've made vital, valuable, and real? There we go. All of those, would we just turn and create that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, Right, wrong, problem, interest, boys and beyonds. Yeah, to open up the space of the possibilities of the, wow. So without without someone else's point of view, how easy and would you be willing to include your body in all the choices about relationship and that relationship? First of all, would you just try to create all your definitions and bastardizations of relationship? And what you've decided relationship's going to be?
Sure.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, online, church, boys and beyonds. What if a relationship is 10 seconds long? What if you receive so much and so much explanation, expansion of yourself in just a walking by someone and just a glance or a touching of his energy blows all your circuits? What if that's a relationship? That's greater than you could have ever imagined? And would you be willing to allow a relationship to be as simple as that? Anything and everything that brings up and everywhere you've defined what relationship is and how it has to be and what it's going to look like and everywhere your mind and all those points of view, I know your mind's fighting you tooth and nail. No, it's got to look this way. It's got to be that. No, it's defined. I have a definition. I fucking know what this is going to look like when actually all the bastardizations of knowing what a relationship is. Let me just try to include that.
Yes, and what are the infinite possibilities?
Yeah. Beyond what the monkey mind is and what we've been told, what this reality, what TV, what anything. And it's okay. Okay, I bought into it. Yeah, cool, I bought into it. I'll acknowledge, reclaim that. What is possible? Would you be playing in the energy, and when we mean the frequency of a new beyond this reality, meaning all these points of view and all what your mind has decided. And your mind is so when it gets in the monkey mind, it's trying so hard to figure it out in a support of you. Would you acknowledge your sweet mind, how hard it's working to try to figure this out? And could you say, sweet mind, maybe we can play this a different way? Can we play like this is Christmas? You never really know what Christmas is going to bring you. Could you play in the mystery of what and the curiosity of what a relationship truly could be? But we haven't. It's beyond our consciousness. And would we be willing to get rid of all those self-sabotaging, pay attention and be aware and of the anti-consciousness or unconscious and subconscious of what relationships have been entrained to be? There's a new possibility now, a symphony of relationships that could show up way beyond what my consciousness, my dear sweet low mind is trying to figure out. My mind is different than the brain. The brain is a functioning part, but the mind are all those points of view and unconscious and layers upon layers that we have bought into. And everything, would you let your mind relax and just say, thank you, mind, for all of your working so hard and being on that hamster wheel of figuring this out? I think I'm going to let go now and allow a new, it's not a surrender, but allowance, a play, a curiosity of what the symphony of possibilities of life, of the field of all possibilities could bring me. As far as relationships. Maybe you won't let it be that easy. Would you just join and create? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot online, trips, boys and beyond. Anything that is a making and has decided and has been created that you got to fall off the cliff and shatter when you're almost home. Humpty Dumpty. Choose something greater. What if that has been the past and we really don't have to do that? I would choose something far beyond that. oh, and everything that's burning up, that's really contracting me. So I lower my barriers. I ask for all those barriers to dissolve. And I'm going to stay in the curiosity of what's beyond the separations, the sabotaging, the unconsciousness that fogs my mind, that works my mind, all that that is. I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all. Times it got very good, bad, right, wrong. Clock, paddle, nine, six, four is the end. And I'm willing to be curious to play in the magic of ease, of the trail, just gliding down the trail or up the trail and letting my brilliant being and the consciousness that I truly be play in a whole new field of possibility.
Yeah.
What else? What's coming up for you?
I'm pretty spacey right now.
Yeah.
There was something that came up a few minutes ago, but it might take me a moment to remember.
Okay. That's great.
Oh,
yeah.
It was from, we keep talking about the mind and thinking, and it's from the money workbook, but like, your mind is a useless piece of debris, throw it away. And the first few times I read through the money book, I was like, seriously? How can I throw away my mind? How would I think? You know, and really when you're thinking, you're stinking. So everywhere you're addicted to the mind and thinking and trying to understand things, will you destroy and uncreate all of that and return it to sender with 10,000 full consciousness?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
You know, Julia Sotis gave me a lot of clarity on that, is that the mind has all those points of view, which is different than the brain. The brain is a functioning part of our bodies, and we have to have a brain. You know, the brain helps with the functioning. The brain gets us across the street so we can drive the car. And so the mind is different than the brain. The brain, you can't throw away. We use that. But it's the mind is what we're referring to, are all these other people's point of view and everything we've bought as we've been going on really serve us or create the life that we would like. So when I heard that, it was totally a relaxation. Like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'll go with that. I can live without all those unconscious and energies that I didn't even know were beyond the cognitive, beyond my thinking mind, or beyond, you know, what I perceive in front of me. I'm in on that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And does that, hope that gives a clarity to our listeners. It's like, oh, yeah. Change your mind, change your life. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Your point of view that creates reality, not reality that creates your point of view.
Exactly. And that's an ancient wisdom. And the Course of Miracles, the Tao, exactly. It's we are creating our journey into this whole world experience and this magnificent. And we chose it. And we chose to be in a body. We chose to play with this. So it's like, oh, phew, good. If I chose it, then I can respond. I mean, to the responsibility, I can respond to this differently and actually be in curiosity and have fun with it. Yay. And we're looking for something fun, easy, and gets results. At least I am. What's going to get results? So I'm over that one, right? I'm about to get results. The whole thing falls to shit. I'm ready. I'm over that. Thank you. I'll have something different now. Yay. Mm-hmm. And speaking of something different, is coming right up next weekend, the end of April. Anne Maxwell is coming to town and will be doing the foundation. And they just did the foundation class in Vancouver, and it rocked the world. There were 900 people online, probably 100 people there in the room. And there's a whole, it shifted so much. It gave such an expansion. I believe that's why these things are coming up for me to make new choices. And so she's doing the rewrite, and then going to hot off the press come and share that information with us here in Denver. So if you felt left out or you didn't, you got a sense of that energy and would like to come tap in, it's not too late. You can make a choice. It's easy peasy to get here to Denver, and we'll be happy to help you make arrangements. Keep that. And if there's anyone in your world, Anne works with children. She's a play therapist who's been in the business for 25 years, and she's added these tools to get even more results, more ease, more kindness to people with their children and their lives. So if anyone you're aware of and you happen to come across this telecall, look us up. We're in the Carousel Consciousness. You can find us, and you can find Danielle, and she can direct you to me, and I'll direct you to Anne Maxwell, and I'll direct you to a new possibility with your life, with your children, with your future. It's pretty fun. It's a fun way of doing it. So what else, Danielle? Oh, and you have a class coming up in June. If you missed this one, tell, and we have classes. We've committed, and we're going to be working together in Michigan. We have a tour of consciousness coming up. We've got some places put together. So that's cool. That's in the end of May. And then who's coming in June?
Julia Sotis will be coming in June to Brighton, Michigan, the Ann Arbor area. And that, I believe, is the 24th to the 26th, maybe the 27th of June. I'm very excited. Love to get some bodies in that class.
Yeah, Julia's magic. She carries a magic. So, and all those classes were in her hometown, so she's going to be buzzed still by June.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else? I feel totally complete, Danielle.
And I do, too. We've got 2 minutes left, but I'm good.
Yeah. Care of self-consciousness, and you can find me at www.living-in-magic.com, and Danielle is at DanielleBear.com.
No, DanielleClaudia.com. DanielleClaudia.com.
DanielleClaudia.com. Cool. Well, thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Bye. See you next week.
Bye. Yep. See you next week. Bye.